LC2. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome to my podcast. Today I will talk about my beloved home country, Scotland. Before I go into more details about Scotland, however, let me tell you a bit about myself and what being Scottish means to me. I was born in Inverness, but now I live in Edinburgh. I'm 17 years old. When I get older, I want to become a writer or journalist. I support the Scottish national teams in both rugby and football. I like to know my history. I try to keep traditions alive. I learn the bagpipes. I like eating Scottish food. And I like reading Scottish poetry like Robert Burns. Why I love Scotland? Well, I love the countryside, especially the Highlands. I love the way that history is everywhere. There's castles, monuments and museums. And the climate. Oh, I can't stand high temperatures. Right now, I'd like to share some of my thoughts on Europe. I want to study abroad when I'm a bit older, and I hope that will be possible. I feel that Europe has a common culture and tradition. I mean, some of my ancestors had to go into exile because of conflicts in Britain, and they lived in Spain or France, and I'd like to do the same. The most important question in Scotland's future is the question of independence. I didn't think about it much when I was younger, but since Brexit, I really, really think we should be an independent nation. And I hope one day that Scotland can return to the EU. Oh, there's a lot of clichés about Scotland that really, really annoy me. One, Scotland is not backward or medieval, not like in the films. Two, Scottish people do not drink significantly more than English or German people, or at least the ones that I know. And three, Scottish people are not greedy or obsessed with saving money. We're not mean. Okay, now let's move on to talk about Scottish history for a bit. Well, what we have here... Welcome to my podcast. Today I will talk about my beloved home country, Scotland. Before I go into more details about Scotland, however, let me tell you a bit about myself and what being Scottish means to me. I was born in Inverness, but now I live in Edinburgh. I'm 17 years old. When I get older, I want to become a writer or journalist. I support the Scottish national teams in both rugby and football. I like to know my history. I try to keep traditions alive. I learn the bagpipes. I like eating Scottish food. And I like reading Scottish poetry like Robert Burns. Why I love Scotland? Well, I love the countryside, especially the Highlands. I love the way that history is everywhere. There's castles, monuments and museums. And the climate. Oh, I can't stand high temperatures. Right now, I'd like to share some of my thoughts on Europe. I want to study abroad when I'm a bit older, and I hope that will be possible. I feel that Europe has a common culture and tradition. I mean, some of my ancestors had to go into exile because of conflicts in Britain, and they lived in Spain or France, and I'd like to do the same. The most important question in Scotland's future is the question of independence. I didn't think about it much when I was younger, but since Brexit, I really, really think we should be an independent nation, and I hope one day that Scotland can return to the EU. Oh, there's a lot of clichés about Scotland that really, really annoy me. One, Scotland is not backward or medieval, not like in the films. Two, Scottish people do not drink significantly more than English or German people, or at least the ones that I know. And three, Scottish people are not greedy or obsessed with saving money. We're not mean. Okay, now let's move on to talk about Scottish history for a bit. Well, what we have here...
This is the end of the task.